It's time now for Reality Check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Nick Gruby has a story about how our Hawaii congressional delegation and where they parked their money. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
So what did you find out when you went looking through those records?
Well, financial disclosures are one of the basic congressional records that reporters like to look at. I mean, if you just look at President Donald Trump and his financial disclosures, every year many members of the press go in and they sort of read through to see where our elected officials are putting their personal assets and what can come of that. I think with President Trump, we've learned that he, at least some of his assets, are earning more money for him now that he's president. So what I did is I just wanted to go look at the members of our federal delegation to see what they were doing with their money. And usually these reports are due in May, but three of the four members of our delegation filed extensions, which meant that their reports weren't due until this week. Now, what was in those reports? It's a little across the board, depending on what you're looking at. So, for instance, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, she recently invested in some cryptocurrency, which is similar to Bitcoin, which is a complicated sort of online investment platform that is involves mining for Bitcoin and all of that. She also received some reimbursements for a trip she took to Armenia in 2017. Now, the other members of our delegation, Senators Brian Schatz, Mazie Hirono, and Colleen Hanabusa, for instance, they all have their state pensions that they're still earning income off of. And Colleen Hanabusa and Mazie Hirono in particular, their financial disclosures show that they are two of the most affluent of the four members, in that they are both considered millionaires, or at least their net worth is above $1 million, which in 2014 what most members of Congress for the first time in history would be considered is millionaires.
Now, I imagine that they own property here, you know, in Honolulu and maybe even in D.C. I think I recall Senator Dan Inouye had a unit in both places.
Right, yeah, and if you look through the financial disclosures, they do own homes, and some of them own homes in both places. And, you know, you'll also see some will have rental units come to the top of mind. I think Representative Tulsi Gabbard and Senator Mazie Hirono, I believe, both earn rental income and off of units they have in either Washington and or Honolulu.
What about any additional income they might have for giving speeches?
So that's something that you would tend to find in there. They're supposed to list these in their financial disclosures. But in this case, not a single member of the delegation reported earning any income. And of course, they have to report whether they receive more than $200 of that income in order to report it. Even if the money is given to them and then donated to charity, they have to list that. But as of 2017, the end of 2017, none of them had reported receiving that sort of income on their financial disclosures.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Nick. We appreciate you checking in there.
All right. Thank you, Catherine.
That was Nick Gruby with today's Reality Check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.